Thank you all for being here today. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you this week, and I hope that something that is said this week will be valuable to you and help you as you seek to live like Christ. If you take your Bible out this morning and open to Psalm 44, and I'd like to begin by just reading Psalm 44 with you. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in the days and times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Thou art the King, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread under them that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. But thou hast cast us off, and put us to shame. Thou goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn to a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. For all this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, and stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake thou that sleepest, O Lord, arise, and cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgottest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. That may come as a surprising psalm to you. It's been there for a long time. Perhaps you can relate to it in a very clear and vivid way. As Christians, as people who are familiar with God's Word, we've been taught, we know we can recite the great and wonderful acts of God. We know the history. We can delineate that history from Genesis to Revelation. We understand its meaning. We have faith in God's redemptive plans. And so we seek to live by faith. We do everything we know to do in our power that is right and that is good, that God will approve of. We assemble for worship. We seek to pray to the Lord. We remember the death of our Savior. We seek to do good to our fellow man. We seek to help those who are discouraged and encourage others along the way. Everything that we think we could possibly do to be a good and faithful child of God, we seek to do it, yet bad things happen. The son of Korah, he's reciting, he says, we know everything you've done in the past. That's not in question. Yet you seem to have forgotten us. Have you ever felt forgotten? Have you ever felt as if God was ignoring you? I suppose if we were honest with ourselves, we would say that there have been times where we have felt forgotten, where we have felt as if God is ignoring us. Beginning there in verse 9 of the psalm, the son of Korah pours out his heart to the Lord and explains all of this series of bad things that have been happening. And in verse 15, he says, my confusion is ever before me. He says, I can't make sense of the life I have. I'm faithful, but bad things happen, and I don't understand why. I don't understand the purpose behind it. I can't seem to figure out how it will all work out. I don't understand. Day and night and day and night, I'm trying to rationalize the life I have, and I can't seem to make sense of it. Have you forgotten me? How do we deal with disappointment in life? How do we deal with tragedy? How do we deal when things don't go our way, when bad things happen to us or to those that we love and we don't understand why? And in the midst of all of that trial, we seek to do everything we know we're supposed to do. We continue to worship. We continue to receive help from others. We pray fervently to God to help us, to heal us.